What is going on, you guys? Cameron here with Easy Press Plus. I know I haven't been posting much content. It's very difficult to post consistent content when I'm not really working on this every day. Some of you guys might know and remember that about 3 months ago, I quit my job and I really wanted to go all in on Easy Press, but quitting my job made me focus on, like, now I need to focus on how to sustain my living and make money doing something else that doesn't take much time. But it's like the complete opposite happened. I went too deep into being excited to be my own boss again and just focus on finding clients and finding jobs and using my actual skill set that I'm good at. And I just got a way bigger project in the beginning. Went, like, literally, like, as soon as I quit my job working for my parents, the family business, within a couple weeks, those couple weeks I was doing side jobs, just like doing junk trash removal, where I can go out for like 2 hours and pick up junk from houses and then go to the dump and dump that off, and I make $250 for the day only working 2 hours, and I'd have the rest of the day to work. And then one of our family friends owns a very successful business, and he wanted a custom database software developed for his business. And I knew it was going to take some time. I get in a pinch, like, starting my day out. Like, I have the database open right there, so you can see all the tables and stuff, and like the problem solving I'm doing for his business. And most database designs that I've worked on before, they've only taken about a month, max 2 months. And right now I'm at the end of month three. I'm starting month four right now. And it's just been a way bigger project than I thought. And there's been a lot of late nights making sure I can get this done for the price I quoted him. And there's money to be made. It's just, until I get it done, I don't see that very last big check at the end of it. And I'm very close. I know that pretty soon they're going to start their testing, and then hopefully I get that last bit of money from the end of it, and I can probably spend a lot of that money for the next month prior to that to just working on this. So that's the reason why I haven't posted much content. I want to. I'm at a stage right now that I have to repurchase components that I already have, but they're not correct. So, doing it this way with stepper motors is, we need torque, but we also need speed. I have the gearbox that will give us speed. Some components that I need to change is, number one is the threaded rod. Well, the threaded rod, the pitch, so the thread. So if you look at a screw, each thread, so you have one thread, the next thread, the thread after that, and you have space in between threads. So that will be your pitch of a screw, or a bolt, or a threaded rod like we're using. And in order to gain faster speed, it's best to have a tighter pitch on your thread, so that every revolution, it's getting pulled in even more every revolution, versus having to do like if you're doing half a revolution and it pulls a lot, versus having to do a full revolution to pull a little. And that's kind of where we're at right now. We have to do a full revolution to move a quarter of an inch or whatever it is. So replacing the threaded rod, haven't decided which thread pitch I want to go with, but either way, that threaded rod, just getting the length that I need to test and develop, is probably going to be around $25 to $30. And then inside the main driver where my finger is, there's a piece of metal here. It's like a donut. It's about half an inch thick, and it's about 1 inch, maybe 1.5 inches in diameter. And there's an even smaller hole, like 3/4 of an inch within that 1.5 inch diameter. So you have 1.5 inch diameter, then you have 3/4 inch. Well, that 3/4 inch is the size of the threaded rod. So in order for the threaded rod to spin, you need to have a nut inside the main driver so that it's rotating on some type of axis. And that bushing, that donut looking part, and the so you have the donut part, which would be like a bushing, and then attached to that bushing is a welded on nut. So you take the bushing, you weld a nut on it, and then we press fit it into the main driver. Those parts, getting it's such a small part and it's pretty tedious. And my local machine shop in my neighborhood, they have manual lathes and manual mills, and that's a part a lathe is good for. And getting those bushings made costs about $100, because the shop has their expenses, they need to make money, I understand. And I have to give them the main driver, and they have to test fit it to make sure it's not too small, not too big. So, because you don't want it the size of the hole, you want it a little bit bigger so we can press fit it so it doesn't pop out. So it's about $100 to get the new bushings or the donut piece. I don't even know what the hell to call it. So it's going to be $100 to remake that. And then, I mean, probably about $3-$4 for the new nuts to match the same pitch of the new threaded rod. And then after we get that, so the reason why I'm changing that is to gain even more speed. Even though the speed, because the motor has to rotate a lot, it rotates really fast in order to get the speed that I want, and a lot of that can get cut down by half if we just make the pitches tighter on the threaded rod. So we don't want a motor to overwork itself. If we can just change one little part of the component, and it will increase the efficiency of the power consumption, and even just the noise of having to be around this thing all day while printing, it will cut a lot of that down. So that's three things we have to change: threaded rod, the bushing, and the nuts. After all of that's changed, the motor that I have, so this is a stepper motor. It's a NEMA 23. This one's about, it's about 200 and I believe 15 ounce. I don't remember. But the ounce of the motor depends on the length. So from the pink part out, that's what determines the ounce. And I don't really know and remember the full terminology, but it's about the torque of how much weight the motor can hold up. So if you had like a 1-inch lever on the stepper motor, and it's starting at the down position, and you turn the motor up to rotate and lock at like a 90 degree angle from the rotation it was at, it can hold out. If the lever from the center of the shaft was sticking out 1 inch, it will hold about 200 ounces. So if you take a motor that can do 425 ounces, that's almost double what this motor can do, but it increases the size of the stepper motor almost by double. And the price between this one and that one is not very much, but you take in consideration the new threaded rod, new machining, and buying the new stepper motor plus shipping and handling for everything, it's an additional $200. And even though I am working right now for doing software and stuff, I don't have the extra $200 to just dish out. A lot of the stuff that I've already built and developed has been out of pocket when I was working and making quite a bit of money with family. But now that I was making good money, but I didn't have time, now I have time but no money. And that's kind of where I'm at right now. Not so much that I won't have money soon, it's just because of the type of projects that I'm working on, I don't get paid until everything's done or moving forward. I get just a little bit to continue on with my living expense and stuff like that. So I'm going to stop this video now, and I'm going to start a new one so you guys can, if you want to learn. So that's an update. I'm going to stop this. I'm going to start another video. I'm going to talk about the direction that I'm going to take it and what we have to change also. So in the last video, the last thing I talked about was changing the stepper motor. So like I said, I have a little bit of money here and there, but I can't buy everything all at once. I have to do a little bit of work, just like everyone. They go to work, they get a paycheck, they have a little bit of spending money for themselves after living expenses. That's kind of where I'm at. And right now, that's only about $25 a month. extra that I can really afford to spend. I mean, I have to pay some credit cards off. I don't have a truck payment, thank God, but my truck payment rent or my truck payment insurance alone is $230. It's ridiculous. So, I mean, I have about $25 to $50 to spend depending on the month. And this last month, beginning of this month, I had that much money left over and I was able to buy the next component, the cheapest component out of everything that I need to replace. And I got these little development boards. So these are just basic boards that will house a even stronger motor controller. So this will allow, so this connects to this board. This board will input power. It will input the logic board communications. And then it does the pair sequences of the stepper motor. So even though I can get this motor to work and it rotates, you just get that lag time in the initial startup because the motor doesn't quite have enough torque right in the beginning. So I kind of want to change, because if it's already struggling right now in the beginning with the pneumatics up, I already know that once the pneumatics are pushing down 40 pounds of pressure for the squeegees, it's going to be even more difficult. So I got these bought. The next component I want to buy is the motor, that stepper motor. I want to buy that, take everything. I will have to take everything apart because I have to disconnect this from the gear inside. So that will be pretty tedious work getting all that stuff taken apart. And then I'm going to work on a simple logic board that will account for this new motor controller, because this will allow for higher voltage and higher amperage. So like right now, the motor controller that I have, the max was you can go up to like 40 volts with that motor controller. It was pretty impressive because it's a pretty small unit, but you can't put enough amps through. It's only 2 amps. So that one is right here. So let's see. So yeah, that's a motor controller. That's what I was using, and it's a tiny little chip. And I was actually pretty surprised that it was actually able to move all this weight. But like I said, once those pneumatics are pushing down 40 pounds of pressure to do the printing, it's gonna get even more challenging to move the whole arm. So yeah, like I said, this is just an update. I got the logic boards, I got the new motor controllers. I do need to buy the new motor, the new power source, because now even though this is going to be 4 amps and my power source is 4 amps, I have to consider about the amperage, the milliamps the microcontroller is going to be pulling, the milliamps that the touch screen is going to be pulling, and the amperage of what the solenoids are going to be pulling. And the way you calculate your amperage is like you have to figure out like at any given one time how much amps do you have to supply to those things at that one given time. And if we have 2 solenoids going down, and then you have the main screen logic board, the touch screen, that's drawing whatever amperage, and then you have the 2 pneumatics going down, you have the controller sending the signal to like push those down, and then those are drawing amperage from your power source, and then your motor's gonna start milliseconds after those go down. And even though that those aren't drawing, they actually are drawing amps still, because it constantly has to direct the airflow down. So those solenoids are holding that amperage and that current to lock up the solenoid to direct the air that direction. So at any given one time, I'm probably gonna be drawing about 5.5 amps. It's not fully calculated yet, cause like we don't know exactly the logic board we're gonna be using, if we're gonna be using the touch screen. So a lot of things and variables to consider down the line, but to be safe, I bought a 6 amp power source at 12 volts, and that alone is going to be about $20 as well. So it's like just these small steps and small little setbacks that happen with product development. And I know that we'll eventually get there. It's a slow, tedious process. I'm not in a rush. Everything takes time, and I want it to be perfect. I don't want to rush it. It doesn't need to be rushed. It will get there. And I just wanted to update everyone that does follow and wants to know what's going on. I thought I'd be a lot further in the process by now, but it's a setback. So that's where I'm at. I hope everyone's having a great day. I hope everyone's printing very hardcore right now. I have a lot of respect to those manual printers out there. I'm getting side jobs on the weekends to print in my little print shop. I have an order sitting here in boxes that need to be printed, so that's a little bit of extra money. But once I have the money, I do put it into the project. I mean, I have the little components here, and then the next thing will be the motor and the power source. And then once that's working and I'm happy with that, then I'll work on changing the threaded rod and talking to my local machinist to make me new parts and weld on new nuts and stuff like that. So like I said, small, slow, steady, and we'll get there. And I hope you guys enjoy the video, and prints on, guys.
Thank you.